chance for you. Speaking of eroticism, so this next fellow coming up, his last few stories have been a little bit steamy. He says he got something a little more serious tonight. I guess we'll see. Kyle Talley.
Yeah!
Like Eric said, you know, the last couple of stories I've done have been, like, more fan fiction stuff. And, you know, I really just wanted to do something kind of more serious. It's, you know, the holiday season, so, you know, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. So, as many of you know, Christmas is my favorite time of year. Aside from being the perfect time to be a full-on Yukon Cornelius lookalike, it's just like a really great time of year. Christmas is the time where we put aside all of our selfish needs and wants and try to think about others, or at least that's what we're supposed to do. It's the time of year where we strive towards peace on earth and goodwill toward man. And for me, nobody exemplifies that spirit better than Santa Claus. Santa Claus is there to show kids, no matter who they are, no matter where they're from, no matter what race or income, somebody loves them. And that's important. That's really important. And it's something I actually learned firsthand about four Christmases ago. Back home in Virginia, I volunteer with a local YMCA and their Angel Tree program. That if you're not familiar with Angel Tree, it's you know, people volunteer to buy gifts and clothes for some of the neediest kids in the city of Richmond. They bring these kids into an elementary school and they give them a full meal, dessert, everything, and then the kids get to meet with Santa, and it's a lot of fun for the kids, and they really enjoy it, and I had a great time. So afterwards, once all the presents have been given out, I was actually approached by a little kid, a brother and a sister, and they had saved their dessert that was given to them from the dinner, and they gave it to me, and that had always really meant a lot to me. It's really easy with all the hustle and bustle of the holiday season to forget what Christmas is really about, and that's actually what I thought as I was finishing making my Christmas list while sitting at the Café Dumont in New Orleans. Well, hey there, Cher, a familiar voice said. I immediately turn. Gambit, I gasp. It's been so long. It's only been a year, Cher. He says as he caresses my cheek. I follow him to the bathroom, unbuckling my belt, eager for his touch. Wow, I thought to myself, that's pretty hot. I can't believe this is the fourth time I'm reading slash fiction in front of the audience here for your stories.
What are you doing, nerd?
Nothing, Nate, just telling a Christmas story.
I just got back from crushing noobs at Magic, and I'm not in the mood for some lame Christmas story.
We all know you're the best at Magic the Gathering, Nate. Not Andrew Bentley or Dan Hall could even stand up to you.
That's right. I'm a winner, and winners take what they want.
Nate said as he leaned in closely. Do you mean it's finally going to happen? I said eagerly.
That's right.
Nate says,
we're finally going to do it on stage in front of all of these people.
Well, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Thank you, Kyle. I don't think we can do a show in December and not have you. Oh, my God. That was so perfect. I'm sorry for who has to follow that next. Luckily, she's in the Nerdalogue, so that's okay.